Counsel on Seeking Counsel. As mentioned in an earlier chapter, there was in the late 1890s a deterioration in conditions in the publishing house at Battle Creek.
Ellen White's nephew, F. E. Belden, an employee there, reported the situation, which rolled a heavy weight on her soul.
When the letter came to her, she read the opening paragraphs and then handed it to W.C. White, asking him to reply. From the visions God had given her, she was familiar with the circumstances, but reading of them from the pen of another engendered distress. Because of the uniqueness of the situation, we give here a part of what W.C. White wrote of this in a letter to Belden on September 25, 1899. After Mother had read the first of your letter, she laid it down, saying that she was weary and heartsick of thinking of matters at Battle Creek, and that she must ask me to read the letter and to write to you about it. I am sorry for your sake that she has laid this duty upon me, but for my own sake I am glad, because it gives me an opportunity to express to you some thoughts which I am anxious that both you and Edson, White, should consider. It is not necessary that you or Edson or any other person shall give particulars regarding the work at Battle Creek in order to get Mother's counsel as to the course that should be pursued, because the matters which transpire there are laid open before her clearly from time to time. Mother is carrying a very heavy burden regarding the work at Battle Creek, and especially at the Review and Herald, and she is writing frequently to the managers and to the officers of the General Conference, laying out principles and calling attention to dangers. It is not advisable at present for anyone to write to Mother particulars about the lack of harmony, the lack of tenderness, and the lack of missionary spirit in the office of publication and in the church, because it seems to bring upon her a burden which is greater than she can bear. When the Lord opens these matters to her mind, He gives her strength to bear the load, but when individuals present these things, it seems to almost kill her. Another reason why it is not best for individuals to lay before Mother the shortcomings of others is the fact that this very action puts them in a position where they cannot so fully appreciate the counsels and reproofs sent as they can, if they have adopted the plan of carrying their burdens, their complaints, their questions to the Lord, asking Him to send His answer through whatever agency He may choose, then waiting patiently for that answer. It may come through a message given to Mother, it may come in another way, but I think that, when we wait patiently upon the Lord, we are in a better position to appreciate the answers which come to our questions, whether they be in special testimony, in the sermons of our ministering brethren, in our study of the sacred word, or in our seasons of counsel and prayer with our collaborators in the work. Believe me, dear Frank, that these suggestions are offered in tenderest love and sympathy. I do appreciate to some extent your burdens of mind, your perplexity, your anxiety regarding the progress of the work, and your feeling of distress and indignation as you see a wrong course followed in the dealings between institutions, and the dealings of the institutions with enterprises and individuals.
-14 WCW, p. 127.